From Carl W. Williams to Florence Marie Williams, Lafayette, the ex-Lafayette girl, who now lives in Boulder, Colorado at 3105 Moorhead. This is the voice of the husband speaking. Hello there, lover. How are you tonight? I'm a feeling a fine, and I hope you are the same. This is going to be one of those letters I can see right now. But at least the tape is going to be clean, and you're not going to be hearing someone else's voice. And it's going to be recorded properly on the right channel, so don't be disappointed. I was very surprised to get the, not so surprised, but more unhappy to get the letter that you said, well, you got my tape, and it was a stinker because it played over some one that Ruth had sent. To tell you the truth, I was down on my last tape. I didn't have any. I'd scrounged and copied everything I had, and that was the last one I had, so I just had to take it and tape it. Then in all my confusion, I taped it on a stereo instead of on the one single track, and when I tape something, it's supposed to erase everything else. I don't just erase, it's supposed to erase as it goes over on this, if it's on this signal band that is for transmission. So I'm sorry you got a bad tape, but gee, you got 100 others, you could just play one of them. One of them that is got full of light and happiness, right? Sure. Well, honey, I got under 60 days. Today's the 21st, and 60 days from now, your pappy should be meandering down the road. But this time of night, be getting in your place, maybe. This time is early tonight here, but it'll be around this time, darkest. It's 7 o'clock here, and in 60 days I should be meandering in there about 7 o'clock, unless I go through Hong Kong. So one never knows. I guess the time is running out. Well, so much for that. Time running out, and it seems as though these are, if you count them in days. If you're going to count time in days and hours and minutes, I just read an interesting article by Charles Fillmore, and he's quoting in the Bible where he says, a day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. Well, he made some illustrations. If a man lives in the equator where the sun revolves around the earth, Earth revolves around the sun 24 hours, then he divides it up into darkness and lightness. But if he lived up on the pole, it would have to be that he divided his day up into darkness and lightness. It would be 6 months, because there's 6 months of light and 6 months of darkness. And if he was out in space where there's never any light, there you've got eternal life. Now, we get to worrying about our present situation, the sadness of today, the happiness of today, everything is divided up into, like I'm dividing up into 60 days before I get to you. But this whole life, we look at it as from the birth to the death. This is an error. We shouldn't look at life and birth and death, but it's continuing forever. Now, if we lived with that thought paramount in mind, that our life was forever, then this would just be, this life here would just be as of a twinkling of an eye, and the passing of a day would be as of 1,000 years, because time would have no value to us. Time would be nothing. We just live through a period. And if you can live through a period and forget the past, and just go on with your hopes and your ambitions for the future, then you live a very interesting life, it's true. Interesting to the extent that you're doing some good, and if you're living for people, and then you're going to find yourself a very happy and industrious person. Now, this is hard to follow, but it's the same applies as washing your mind out of habit, of bad habits. If we sometimes get in a habit of a habit, and we say we can't stop this, but people sometimes say, I've got myself into it, now I can get myself out of it. It's just the same, just as easy. I've often wondered about this in the drug addict, alcoholism, and cigarette smoking. It seemed it's hard to break these habits, and we just don't get away from them that easy. But there is a ability to do it, I think, if we are, if we give a little bit of thought, not so much to ourselves, but of the, as of our longevity in life, forever and ever, then we get away from this thought of self, selfishness too. Now, I'm going to explain that to you at a later date, because I don't have time to talk about all that stuff right here, see? Okay. Your last letter was full of spring, and spring cleaning of the yard, and building a 6-foot fence. You sure don't get along, you sure don't think much of that neighbor, do you? Poor old guy, he just got to struggle through life, and he got to live next door to you, and you don't like him. Well, he can't help it if he has to come out and see what's going on out there when you're out there. A 6-foot fence would be just about too long, too big, I guess. A 6-foot fence, you talking about a redwood fence? Well, suit yourself, baby. Just have it done by the time I get back there. Because I ain't going to be hanging around for a lot of fence building, fence making, or fence repairing. Because I've got you to get a hold of and do a lot of mending and repairing right there. And I guess from the looks of things, I guess I'll be, I don't think I'll come back unless they give me an indication that I can go someplace else and do some other type of work. They're really trying to screw me around a little bit, I think. They've done that in this whole job of mine. They only give me credit for 12 years out of my 25, and I can, and I read everybody else's, they get total time. So there's going to be some restitution, I can assure you. But I'm not concerned about it. Till the time I go to put in for a pension from them, then I'll be concerned about it, and I'll get me a lawyer, and I'll get my pension, too. How you like that? The law says, quote, all federal service is federal service. And that's what I'm saying. Well, I hope you're feeling better when you get this tape, and I'm sure you are, because, doggone it, that last letter was kind of sad, but you'll have a lot of them between this tape and the one that was bad, I know. Gee, that tape I wrote from on that old tape of Ruth's was a long time ago. I mean, man, must have been 3, 4, 5 weeks ago before I got some new tape here. I'm using these tapes up. I've used a dozen. I got this one and 3 more left. And, man, that's, been writing to you a lot. You must have 100 of my tapes back there. Nothing really exciting has been going on here too much. It seems like the heat's coming on quite a bit, and I'm just kind of fluffing off. I expect I'll have to go to Da Nang again this week sometime. This is Monday, the 21st. I'll probably get up there around the 25th or 6th, maybe. And I've got to get my physical, so I'll be maybe go up there sooner. I don't know. I might just suddenly make up my mind to go up there and flitter away a couple of days. I haven't got too much else to do. And I've got to break somebody in on this job. I'm getting a TCN, and I got me a Vietnamese man that I've got in the job. I've also got some of my people transferred. And so I guess it'll be coming around now that I'm going to have to get, I've already given some RIF notices to 11 people that were letting go. So I think I'm going to be pretty good shape by the time I leave. By the I leave and Bob Burke leaves about the same time. Now then, what are you thinking about that automobile that I'm talking about? Does it sound like a good deal to you? I'd like to know for sure what you think about it. And I'd like to know if you think that you could use a family car as a old scout, as a family car. I guess it'll take us wherever we want to go. I'm kind of a big car man myself. I like a little big car stuff, but I think that's all. That might be something in the past. It might have been something that I had to do when I didn't have enough money and I had to prove to the world that I had lots of money. I don't know. I think, by jolly, it might be a good idea just to change my way of thinking. As I said before, there's a way of thinking, and you can control your mind to do it. Well, I'll do a little thinking on it. I was also thinking about the Mother's Day party for Aunt Annie that cousins are going to throw her daughter. Junie and Glenn, that's real nice of them. I'd like to be there, talk about old times, I guess. You notice Junie wrote a card and she said, She had a real pleasant time last Sunday. There was 21 for dinner.